This is Ozarks at Large. The Jewish Community Center Association of North America is reporting a wave of anti-Semitic threats in recent weeks. A Jewish cemetery in St. Louis was vandalized this month, several hundred headstones toppled. Television news accounts here recently showed a Nazi flag hanging from a house in Fayetteville. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, these events have the local Jewish community paying attention.
Inside the community room of Temple Shalom of Northwest Arkansas and West Fayetteville, Irene Spalter, along with Eileen Lieber and Sharon Berman, fill 40 weekend snack packs for distribution to low-income school children this morning.
So there's macaroni and cheese, and there's ramen noodles, and there cereal bars, crackers, juice boxes, applesauce, raisins.
The women seem unperturbed, but Stanley Rest, Temple Shalom co-president, says his congregation, comprised of 150 families, is worried.
In general, I think members are more anxious than they were before, and a little bit more cautious. You know, if we see people in the parking lot that we don't recognize, we might be more curious now, you know, who are they, what are they doing here? So, you know, there's not a great deal of anxiety on everyone's part, but I think in general, people are more wary, more cautious.
But has Temple Shalom received any anti-Semitic threats?
Thankfully, none.
Stanley Rest, a native of Chicago, experienced hate firsthand, being bullied for being Jewish as a child. Now 70, the retired psychologist is monitoring his congregation. Temple Shalom is one of three Jewish centers in Northwest Arkansas. Etz Haim Temple operates in Bentonville, and a Chabad, an Orthodox congregation, is now organized in Rogers. Stanley Rest says for now he's not requested additional law enforcement to protect the temple.
For some of our major holidays, we hire an off-duty policeman to station themselves here and just be a presence. We haven't had recent contacts with the police about what's going on, but we're prepared to do so.
Nor is Temple Shalom a secure facility locked 24/7 for now.
When the first round of bomb threats were called in a few weeks ago, I emailed the board and we discussed it. So I think there have been an increase in discussions, but it's not a main topic, but it's something that we're talking to each other a little bit more about and kind of watching for developments.
Stanley Rust says his congregation is also taking some first steps in dealing with this.
I think it's helpful when people are not anxious all by themselves, if they can communicate with other people and reassure each other. One thing that we've been doing lately, not just in response to what seems to be increased anti-Semitism, but what obviously has been an increase in anger and hatred focused on Muslims. And we've had more contacts with the Muslim community. They came to dinner here and brought food last Sunday. And so we're wanting to be supportive of them. And we can tell Jewish listeners that that the whole community is behind them. You know, many Christians, many Muslims, that they're, you know, we're not alone here.
Overt anti-Semitism, Stanley Rust says, has been growing around the world over the past decade.
Partly in response to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I know in Europe, in France and other countries, the violence has been much more significant, you know, with people being murdered and buildings being destroyed. And it's clearly been on the rise.
President Donald Trump criticized for being slow to respond to a surge in anti-Semitic threats across the nation, recently condemned it. But Stanley Rest remains suspicious given Trump's top strategist, Stephen Bannon, a former publisher of the syndicated web-based Breitbart news site, continues to give voice to white nationalist and anti-Semitic views.
Because of the last election, I think there's been a focus on nativism, and immigrants have been put, in general, have been put in a negative light. And I think even though the Trump administration hasn't been blatantly anti-Semitic, I think in being anti-Muslim, it kind of gives a signal to various people that it's okay to hate or act out against minorities. So I think, you know, the Trump administration has been relatively silent until a couple of days ago. And also, for whatever reasons, kind of fanned an anti-minority sentiment, which I think is spilling over into anti-Semitism.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.